This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Featured at concerts and festivals throughout New England, and recently named as finalists in the Maine Songwriters Association Singer-Songwriter Contest. Welcome to the Folk Show, Kathy Bennett and Tom Perkins.
Hi, Kate.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
No strangers to the Folk Show. Stopped by after the release of the first album, The Kitchen Music Sessions, and here's CD 2, House on Fire. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about the title track that you just played.
I'll let Kathy start it.
Okay, sure.
Well, it's literal and it's metaphorical. We wrote it after we were practicing one morning in my house in Madison, New Hampshire, up in the White Mountains, and we heard this ruckus outside, and we went out, and it was every fire truck in town in front of my house, and my neighbor's house was on fire. So literally, it was about that, but figuratively, it was just about making big decisions in your life and facing the fire, so to speak. So it was about both.
So CD number two, House on Fire. How does it differ from the first album, The Kitchen Music Sessions? It's all original music from the two of you, right?
Almost all of it's original music. We have a friend of ours, Ted DeMille, wrote one of the songs, and we interpreted that song, and then we like to say we co-wrote one song with Townes Van Zandt.
But the rest is all original.
And Tom Dean produced it. Wonderful musician and producer. And it was in a studio in Eaton, which is, we couldn't record it in the wintertime because
the road is impassable.
It's a lot further up a steep dirt road than you can get to in the wintertime with a car. In fact, it's not plowed, so we had to wait until springtime.
Until April, yeah.
So we started. It took us several months. This one took several months. The other one was done in a week or two. And this was nicely produced, and it was fun.
New Hampshire made music.
Yes. We have Joyce Anderson plays fiddle on it. Tom Yoder plays mandolin. Tom Dean fills in some other stuff with bass and percussion and some mandola. And it was a lot of fun to record. It was a really hot summer, too, because the studio was pretty hot. There were some times when the windows were open. And in fact, the instrumental that I'm going to play in a few minutes called Headwall, the windows open and you can actually hear birds on the recording.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio are Kathy Bennett and Tom Perkins. How about another tune for us?
Sure. This song is called Kathleen. I'll let Kathy explain the circumstances behind it.
Sure. We had a gentleman who came to some of our shows, and then he just stopped coming to our shows, and he exchanged a few notes with me on Facebook, and this is the story of why he stopped coming to the shows, and it's actually a very poignant story. It's called Kathleen.
Of the tavern, listening to every song. He was always my biggest fan, and then one night he was gone. I dropped him a note to find out if anything was wrong. He said her name was Kathleen, and she reminds me of you. And since she's been gone, this is all I can do. Share the same name, the same long dark hair, but it's not the same. Her name was Kathleen. Just a lonely old man, I didn't know what to say. Sometimes it'd come by, sometimes it'd stay away. But on Valentine's Day, broke down and cried. Her birthday, it seemed.
first one since she died. I look to the back of the tavern, but he's been a long time gone. I don't know what's become of him, or if he's listening to my song. I'll always remember his story and his love that was so strong. He said her name was Kathleen, and she reminds me of you. And since she's been gone, this is all I can do. But it's not the same. Her name was Kathleen. Her name was Kathleen.
Kathy Bennett and Tom Perkins here in our studio at New Hampshire Public Radio on The Folk Show. Kathleen, a tune from their second album, House on Fire, here at NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and the Common Man family, supporting ETC's Marking the Moment, celebrating Plymouth's 250th year, January 23rd to the 27th, at the Silver Center for the Arts. Information at 535-2487. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, Kathy Bennett and Tom Perkins. Their second album is called House on Fire, and we're hearing some selections from the new CD tonight. Most of these selections on the album are originals, and some inspired by folks like Townes Van Zandt, I understand. What other influences would you say you've had on your music? I know your guitar playing, Tom, was influenced, you said, by Jim Queskin.
Jim Queskin, yeah, that's originally... I've been playing for, I don't know, 50 something years, and I'm old.
Not that old.
Jim Queskin and a lot of other people from the 50s and 60s and 70s, and most recently Richard Thompson, and I just enjoy guitar playing. You know, I live in an isolated environment way up north, and spend a lot of time sitting around and playing music with friends, and so the influences are more organic than studied.
Mm-hmm.
Our first album, Kitchen Music Sessions, that's my favorite place to play is in a kitchen, you know, with friends. So I just noodle on the guitar and figure things out and try it out and go from there.
What about you, Kathy?
Well, I grew up listening to Joni Mitchell. I was the youngest of four, so my older siblings were children of the 60s. So James Taylor was my guitar idol growing up when I was learning how to play. And then as I got into my teens, Bonnie Raitt was a big influence. So, mm-hmm. And Tom's opened up a whole new world of music for me.
Now, what about for songwriting? Who's the star songwriter in your duo, or do you share that responsibility?
We share it. It depends on the song.
Kathy's very good with words.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the songs, the majority of the words are hers, but there's some songs on the album that are mine. One song I wrote back in 2000, I think, 12, 13 years ago,
But we worked on the arrangement together. Yeah. So usually one of us will bring something to the table and say, well, hey, what do you think of this? And then we work on it together on the arrangement.
We think of this as a completely collaborative, not individual brain. You know,
thing. Okay. So. And how long have you been collaborating together?
Three or four years.
4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's...
People say we sound like we've been playing together longer, and I take that as a big compliment. So.
And what we find is our vocals are not the same. They're overlapping in vocal range, so that the harmony has become extremely easy for us. And
I think that's our signature sound.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cultivate that.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Tom Perkins and Kathy Bennett in our studio. How about another tune?
Sure. Let me just make sure this is in tune here. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'm going up to Jackson, see if I can find I'm going up to Jackson, see if I can find that love. In her smile, shames the mountains tall. She can bring the sun to shine in, tell the rain to fall. It's been a long time, Mama, since I heard you call my name. It's been a long time, Mama, since I heard you call my name. I gotta see my white mountain girl. I'm going
Jackson. See if I can find that love in White Mountain girl of mine. That love in White Mountain girl of mine.
Now the name of that is that White Mountain Girl, or is that called Jackson?
That's called White Mountain Girl.
Okay, but it's a tune about Jackson.
It is.
Now is that referencing Jackson, New Hampshire?
It is. Okay. The White Mountains of New Hampshire. And
so great to have New Hampshire music here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
It's fun to be here. Thanks a lot for having us down.
Tom Perkins and Kathy Bennett are in the studio. The name of their new album is House on Fire. And most of the tunes on the album are originals. They did have some help on one of the tunes from Ted DeMille, right? He wrote one of the songs.
Yep.
Which one did he write?
It's called She's All Gone. Yep.
And you've got an instrumental piece also on the album.
It's called Headwall.
You want to go ahead and play it for us?
Sure. That'd
now, Headwall, is that something that refers to skiing?
Well, I think of Tuckerman Ravine.
Okay. Okay.
When I it's sort of approaching it and then dropping off.
Okay.
You get going pretty fast.
Tom Perkins in our studio on the Folk Show.
Thank you.
That's called Headwall from Tom Perkins. I'm a big fan of your guitar playing, I just got to tell you. I like the Ridgeline tune that was on the first album, The Kitchen Music Sessions. And that instrumental, I always enjoyed. And hearing you and seeing you in the studio is such a treat. So thank you for bringing that guitar to us here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. You can hear that tune on the latest album from Kathy Bennett and Tom Perkins called House on Fire. So what's next for you two? You've got this album under your belt, the House on Fire album, CD number 2.
Sure.
So what's next?
We're starting to line up some performances for next summer and spring.
We're already talking about CD number 3. I think it's aspirational at this point, but we're really just getting out to promote this album right now. And I'd like to mention you can find it on iTunes and on our website, BennettandPerkins.com. So if you like what you hear, swing by our site and give it a listen.
They also have a blog on their website, so they're
right.
Detailing or documenting their journey. How about the journey, anyway? How long now, 4 years you've been doing this?
Right.
Highlights so far?
Well, it's been really producing this last CD was extraordinary. If you've never been in a recording studio, it's really interesting to deconstruct it. And then working with someone like Tom Dean, who just added so much to it and introducing us to the other musicians that ended up recording, so that when you listen to some of the songs as we're playing them, and then you listen to it on the CD and you hear Joyce Anderson's fiddle playing, and Tom Yoder is just an extraordinary mandolin player. So that's been a breakthrough, and we've really enjoyed playing further afield. And when we opened for Peter Yarrow at the Flying Monkey, being in front of an audience that really appreciates good folk music, which of course is why we're here with you, Kay, because your listeners, we think, really appreciate good folk music. So thanks for having us.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Again, the website, if you want to find out how to get a CD or if you want to look it up on iTunes, first, the website is BennettandPerkins.com.
Right, and that's two N's and two T's in Bennett. And, you can Google us, Bennett and Perkins, and House on Fire is on iTunes. Or if you want to get a real live CD, we'll be glad to mail you one. You can look it up.
Well, speaking of the CD, I just want to mention, I really love the cover artwork. Yeah. Now, who did
Thank
that?
You.
Did you do it, Kathy?
No, I wish I could claim that, but we worked with another New Hampshire artist, Erin Bott, Silver Line Graphics, up in the North Conway area. So we thought, that was another fun part of the
project.
There's
a heart. What's the significance of the heart? Well, you did have a song that included Valentine's Day,
right.
Which was the Kathleen tune.
Yeah,
so.
Right. And the burning. It's hard to describe this cover to your to your audience.
Yeah. It's just, again, about leaving the past behind and moving on to new loves and a new wife and things like that.
Yeah.
Great artwork.
A lot of the influence of the cover is Kathy's influence, even though Erin did the mechanical work.
She did the design. I'd say I did the general
concept.
Direction on it.
And the concept.
Yeah. And I like the CD, the edge of the CD has got a burned graphic on it. So
we had fun with it.
It's a lot of fun. Yep. And the photographs in the front are Kathy's dad and her
siblings.
Two of her siblings and then my three brothers and myself, and I'm the baby of the family in the photographs.
But we're on the back of the CD.
Bennett and Perkins in our studio on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. One last tune.
This next song is one of my favorites off House on Fire. It's called Hurricane Claire, and it's written about my then 14-year-old daughter, and I think any parent of a teenager can relate to what the song's about.
So, here we go.
Red hair flies and green eyes glare. Make no mistake, it's Hurricane Claire. Hurricane Claire. On the day she was born, it was already clear when the doctor
said, we got a live one here. Oh, yeah. They named her Hurricane Claire. Bat down the hatches, splash yourself in. Make your way to safety, there's a storm rolling in. Here she comes. Here comes
House on Fire, Bennett and Perkins, and Hurricane Claire here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you and good luck with the new CD.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks for having us.
This is New Hampshire Public Radio. It's the Folk Show. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and the Turner Group of Concord, architects, engineers, and building scientists celebrating over 20 years of creating sustainable buildings for a healthy environment. Online at hlturner.com. This is NHPR.